testimony, anything at all. Yes. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that, Miss Angie. Anyone else? Yes. Yes. Amen. Anyone else? I appreciate that, Tommy. Anyone else? Amen. You already seen him at Trunk or Treat. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, he had it going on. That little prince did. Anyone else? Good to be in the house of God today. It most certainly is. Friends, we ask you to be right your prayer for us as we share what it is that the Lord has laid upon our heart with a message that is entitled, He Don't Leave Easy. He don't leave easy. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn with us today, look, if you will, to the book of James, James chapter 4. Lord willing, this day we feel led by the Holy Spirit to look at verses 7 and 8 of James chapter number 4. Familiar passage of Scripture that no doubt many of you have read over the years. With our thought being he don't leave very easy, I believe that you all can agree with us when we say how that Satan has a desire to cling. How that he has a desire to hold on. How that he has a desire to take you and to ravage you and to have his way with you. He has that great desire to torment, to cause problems in our lives. He's not very easy to get rid of. It's not like saying, go away or scram. He'll hang right in there with you. He'll do all that he can to oppress, to depress, to hinder, to cause problems. James, this great man of God, half-brother of Jesus Christ, would write this general epistle as one of the pillars of the church. James would write this letter to the 12 scattered tribes and those Christians who had fallen under great persecution. And despite the highs and the lows and the ups and the downs, the Lord was forever faithful. Here in James chapter number 4, we'll begin reading in verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Oh, dear friends. friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage, we began to see how that the Lord led James to rebuke those who had embraced worldliness, how that they had succumbed to the wiles of the devil, and the sin and the iniquity of the evil one was causing great hardship and great stress in their lives. I tell you today, my family, my church family, we tell you this morning that the old adversary has a desire to cling to you and to cause you pain and discomfort each and every day of your life. Here you see James is addressing those that was a part of the dysphoria. You say, "But what does dysphoria mean?" It means a great falling away. The persecution and the hardships of life had taken its toll on many in the early church, and they were scattered, and they were very hindered. Many today are spiritually scattered, and they're hindered in a great and in a unique way. But the Lord God that loves us and cares for us has a desire to infiltrate all the tactics of the evil one and to bring joy and peace to our heart. When I looked at this passage, I thought about this wording here. The word says, submit yourselves. What does it mean to submit? It means to pray. It means to read. It means to surrender to the will and the ways of God. And dear friends, when we do that, you will see that Satan will be held at bay. That's what James said in James chapter 2 in verse 19. It reads, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and they tremble." I tell you, you surrender to God and the Lord will bless you. He will help you and enable you to prevail. That was the message that James has conveyed to those of the scattered church. He wanted them to know that because hardship had come, because that oppression was all around, they could prevail and thrive in the midst of difficulty. You know why? Because they, like we, praise be to God, we serve a great and a glorious Lord. If we will submit, if we will commit, if we will surrender to the will of an almighty God, He'll bless and He'll help and He will enable us to rise above the pain and the hardship that's clinging to us. As I looked at this, I was remembering all the times in my life when I was down and out, when I was despondent to the will of God, the Lord that loves and whose compassion fails not was always willing to lift me up and to dust me off and put a new song in my mouth and joy in my heart. And no, dear friends, when I would surrender to the will of God, you can rest assured that the devil was held at bay, because you know, as I know, he don't leave very easy. He'll do all that he can to hinder. He'll do all that he can to impress. He'll do all that he can to oppress you in a way that you have a longing and a desire to be absorbed in self. I tell you today, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, you can testify to this, that greater He that is within you than He that's in the world. When I looked here at this word and the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart, he began to enlighten me on how that James knew that he was a will. God would make a way to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know why we have not? The Bible says we have not because we ask not. It ain't about your emotion. It ain't about your deeds and your duties. I tell you today, my friends, what it is about is surrendering and calling on an almighty God. And the Lord can take the ordinary and make it extraordinary. He can take the weak and make it strong. He can take the crooked and make it straight. I tell you, my friends, my Lord can do everything. And I want you to know that if you are hindered today, if you feel despondent to the will of God, we ask you, we beg you to surrender and to submit, because I know how the struggles is. I know the hardships of life, and the old adversary, old Satan himself, will cling to you. He will hold to you. He will keep an eye upon you. He will tempt you. He will try you. He'll do all that he can to oppress you. You say, "But how can I overcome this thing that's plaguing me?" I tell you, my friends, if you will surrender to the will and the word of God, praise his glorious name, you will prevail. You see, the Lord knows what we need, and he knows when we need it, because he knows, as we know, he's not easy to get away. You say, "Why is he not easy?" It's because that we are not prepared walk the walk and to talk the talk that's pleasing to God. Those Jews and those Christians that were scattered throughout the religious world had to make up their mind. They had to make up their mind, as we do, to look to God. So many of us today, we look to mom, we look to dad, we look to the preacher, we look to our neighbor. I tell you, we gotta look to God, our sovereign Lord, who will bless us, and praise God, help us. You see, James said, he said, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, not to the church, not to the institution, not to religious world," but he said, to submit to God, to resist the devil. One must submit to God and allow the Lord to do a work in you and through you and about you. And then, praise God, you can help at bay. And what seemed very hard and difficult to rid yourself of will become easy. You say, "How can it become easy?" It's because you've allowed the Lord to step in. That's what the Jews had to do. That's what the Christians had to do in the face of persecution, because the destructive power of Satan was putting a hurting on the church world. But James proclaimed not to rebuke the things of God, but to embrace the things of the Lord and rebuke the things of the world. We must today let go of the things that's around us and take hold of the hand of the Lord. What did the woman do? They had the issue of blood. She said, "But if I could just take hold of the hem of his garment, I would be well." The doctors could do nothing. She'd spend all that she had, but just taking hold gold of the very hem of his garment made all the difference in the world. That's why the James would say, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. If you clean your hands, if you repent, and that word repent means a change of direction, a change of mind. If we will repent and surrender to the will of God, the double-minded that plagues us as we walk down life today will flee and disappear from where we are, and we can have joy and peace in our heart, because he don't leave very easy. We can wish it. We can want it. We can try in an earthly way. But oh, dear friends, you've heard it said many, many times, you give old Satan an inch, he'll take a mile. You say, well, I ain't done much. If you just crack the door open, he'll walk in and slam it shut and desire to make home in your life. I thought about what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse and 8, and we read it and quote it a great deal. Peter said, casting all your care upon him for you. He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, has a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom that he may devour. Oh, dear friend, the one that's not easy to get away from has a desire to ravage you, has a desire to have his way with you. You say, with the wind, what remedy to my plague? What can help me with this problem? I tell you, my friend, surrender and submit to the will of a loving, caring God. That's all James could do. That's all he could do. You know, all those years that we were ministering in rehab centers, you just don't know the times that I would have loved to be able to go, Brother Bob, and take those issues away. You don't know how many times I had a desire to embrace and to love and to strip away the pain that had stricken the face of these individuals. I couldn't, but praise be to God, I knew who could. And I'm thankful for that today, because I tell you, it's not a crystal ball, it's not a magic pill, it's not a wand. What it is submitting to the will of God. Without submitting, oh Satan, you'll stay right there. You'll stay right there. He'll hang right in there. I was hiking one time, ran up on a copperhead. Tried to shoo him away with a stick. He went just a little way, then you know what? Then he stood his ground. See, that's what Satan would do. You say, well, I love Jesus. He might back up a couple of steps, but listen, he'll stand his ground. He'll stand his ground. He's going to look and see if you're for real or not. Because you see, the Bible says, if you believe that there is one God, thou doest well, for the devils also believe, and they tremble. Oh, dear friends, you know how I got rid of that copperhead? I got just a bigger stick. Oh, dear friend, you can't get a bigger stick. You can't get a mightier power than Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't. You can't. Now, I know there's those that says, hey, listen, buddy, you send me $20, I'll send you a prayer cloth, I'll put a little oil on it, you rub it on your shoulder, and all's well. I tell you, that's a lie, straight from the pit of hell, because I tell you, to rid yourself of the pain and the discomfort of the devil is simply by surrendering and submitting to God. those scattered Jews, those despondent Christians that James was addressing, were facing everything. Persecution, and hardship and hindrances were great. If something Satan could do to quench the spirit in the church service, he'd do it. If there was something he could do to grieve the spirit, he would do it. He would do all that he can to have his way with you. So James, this great man of faith, addressed his church and gave them the remedy to the problems they faced. And when we began to pore over these scriptures, we thought about something that Jesus taught. Well, you see, dear friends, Jesus taught about those that sets up housekeeping in the lives of individuals that is striving. Oh, dear friends, if you look and study the Gospel of Matthew in chapter number 12 and began to look at verses 43 down to verse 45, you will find there that the demon, the old devil, had taken up residence in a house. But the house had been swept and been cleaned. But because the devil was not held totally at bay, what he did was that he came back. And he came back much worse than he did before. And you see, that's what he's doing in many people's lives. He's laying siege to their world. He's devouring them in a mean, in a very ruthless way. And I tell you, the only remedy for that problem is to surrender and to be willing to apply the Word of God to his or her life so that they, like we, can be freed from the penalty of his cause. You say, Brother Lynn, that sounds kind of complicated. Well, dear friends, it's actually very simple. Paul, addressing the church at Rome, says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he was talking about the Christian life and service. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You want rid of Satan. You want him to take a hike. I tell you, submit to God. I help people all the time. I say, brother, you got to pray for me. You got to pray for me. You got to pray for me. Well, I'll pray for you. I'll pray for you. You got to pray for yourself. We're all in this together. We got to pray. This is real. It ain't 3 points in the poem. Too many today has church jumped here and there for 3 points in a poem. I tell you, it is today as it was then, and it will be forevermore. The Word, the truth of the Word will set one free. People's looking to have their ears tickled. They're looking for a little glitz, a little glamour. They're looking for a little praise and feel good. Oh, I tell you, when the devil is having his way, you don't feel good. The only time you got real joy in your heart is when the Holy Spirit stirs you and moves you. That's it. That's it. James could not reach all those that it scattered. I can't reach all those that have scattered. Do I worry about them? Yes. Do I get concerned for them? Yes. If I don't see them here for a few Sundays, do I get worried? Yes. 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 Somebody was talking to me the other day. They may flee and they may go. They may drift. They may go to church. They may be going through the motion. I don't know. But I know that when the chips is down and all seems to fall apart around them, I know where they go. They go to the throne. They call out to those they got confidence in their prayer life. They call out to those who love them, who had sacrificed for them. They call out to those who God has placed their lives for a divine special reason. People says, well, you care if they go to that? No, I don't care what church they go to. I just want to be in a Bible-believing, Spirit-driven church that they can serve in. That's what I want. That's what James wants. But you see what the devil wants. The devil wants to have his hand in this, his hand in that. And if you ain't careful, you'll fall victim to his wiles and not miss a Sunday. These people in James's day, they were attending worship under the harsh hand of persecution. They were attending all these festivals and all these things. Yet the devil was hanging right there. He was with them. He was elbow to elbow with them. No, James is hearing as a pillar of the church why the pain and the suffering and the heartache was not lightened. I tell you, the only remedy then is the remedy now. Submit to the will of God. Not Lynn's will, not Pine Hill's will, but the will of God. We serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. But every man that stands in the pulpit with an REV before his name, not always in the will of God. Every building that hangs a shingle with a little steeple is not always a house of prayer. Let's be mindful. Adversary who walketh about seeking whom that he may devour. When James was addressing this church, telling them to surrender, allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, I believe with all my heart that James was reflecting upon Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 1 when it said, now the serpent was more subtil than any beast of the field. What that mean? That word subtil means that he was crafty. He was cunning. He was wise. He was a beautiful creature who had a lure about him, a drawing power, and he would suck people in to ravage them heartlessly. What he did. He did that then. He done that today. People says, why are they such a spiritual dryness? That's an epidemic in the world today. It's simply because that people are willing to submit, truly submit to the will of God. James, co-minister with the Apostle Paul, addressed many of the same issues that we address today. Church, I want to read you something. And I read it by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. People says, where do you get it? I get it from my knees. The Lord led me to this passage of Scripture. It comes to us out of the book of Ephesians. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. No doubt when James is writing his epistle, that general letter probably reached people at Ephesus as well. But in Ephesians chapter number 4, in verse number 27, listen to what Paul writes. Neither give place to the devil. The devil. That's us. That's us. That's us. People says, I have not. There's no change. I'm still as low and down and out as I ever was. The Word of God teaches me that we have not because we ask not. He ain't easy to get rid of. He'll stick right there. And I want you to know something today, that when he flees, he'll come back. He'll come back. I want to thank Brother Donnie. I'll be a little bit better prepared when he comes back. I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I fell and come short of the glory of God every day. But I want to be prayed up. Why? Because life's hard. Had the devil had a field day with old Lynn this week? Oh, yes, he has. You just don't know. You just don't know. I can sit down and talk to you about it, but you just don't know. But God knows. And we serve the one that can make a difference in everything. The devil ain't always easy to get rid of. No. But there are a simple solution. That is submit. Cleanse ye hands with the love of his righteousness. Don't overthink it. Me and Ethan talks every once in a while. It's bad for us to overthink things, ain't it, brother? We sometimes do. But we know where to take it. My prayer is today, dear friends, if the devil is plaguing you, if he's hounding you, if he's clinging to you like glue, if he's just a Velcro that won't let go, submit and surrender. Allow God to take him away. Because listen, Satan don't like a clean house. He don't like a clean house. God's willing to do a little cleaning. God's willing to straighten it up so that you can be the catalyst that the Lord would have you to be for the glory of God. But it first takes us submitting. Wednesday night, Sister Betsy, you remember? We said, who do you call first? If I get in trouble. Back in my younger days, when I got in trouble, I called my daddy. Now when I get in trouble, I call my mommy, Miss Angie. Had a car wreck just a short time ago. Oh, I was mad. Don't ask me how mad I was. But I was. Did I lose my religion? I did for a moment. And then after I got and talked to the Lord about it, he asked me, who'd you call first? He knew who I did. I thought, Lord, I'd like to say you, but I couldn't swear to it. What if I called Angie? She kept me from going to jail. I thank God for her. Submit to God. Make him your first call. And all will be well. Don't do as I do as it says. Let's stand to our feet. Miss Paula, would you come? Bless a verse of a song.